With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Republican Senator Susan Collins is officially running for re-election in Maine.
The 73-year-old Collins is seeking a sixth term, and her bid for re-election faces a challenge from both sides of the aisle. She is a Republican but has remained in office despite Maine becoming increasingly blue. There's a renewed Democratic effort to oust her in a race that could determine control of the U.S. Senate. Collins often clashes with President Trump, including on the issue of military force in Venezuela. After her vote, the president said Collins and the others who opposed him should never be elected to office again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Testifying before the House Homeland Security Committee, Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Rodney Scott says his force is facing unprecedented attacks and intimidation.
These attacks on federal law enforcement personnel are coordinated and well-funded. This is not peaceful protest. No law enforcement officer should be put at personal risk simply for doing the job that we have asked them to do.
The hearing followed recent scrutiny after two protesters were shot and killed by Homeland Security officers in Minneapolis. The White House is asking the public to assist in the case of Savannah Guthrie's missing mother.
The president encourages any American across the country with any knowledge of this suspect to please call the FBI, who continue to assist state and local authorities.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. A school shooting in British Columbia left 8 people dead, including the shooter, and dozens injured in the town of Tumbler Ridge, around 600 miles north of Vancouver. The suspect has been found dead with what is believed to be a self-inflicted injury. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 52 points, the Nasdaq dropped 136. This is SRN News. Ukraine is under tremendous pressure, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Franklin Graham says, quote, "The people are suffering greatly. Many are without electricity and heat for long stretches each day. Some have no power at all. This year's winter has been brutal. Many cold and exhausted Ukrainians are struggling to survive." Samaritan's Purse, the giant Christian relief agency Graham heads, continues to pump supplies into Ukraine, but with the war against Russia about to enter its fifth year, he says the country is in dire straits. Michael Harrington reporting.
Israeli President Isaac Herzog began a state visit to Australia on Monday with a wreath laying at the site of an anti-Semitic attack in Sydney that left 15 dead. Herzog met victims' families and survivors of the December 14th attack on a Jewish festival at Bondi Beach. He laid a wreath and 2 stones he had brought from Jerusalem at the rain-swept Bondi Pavilion. This is SRN News. Weak retail numbers sent stocks drifting.
Stocks drifted to a mixed finish on Wall Street after flirting with record highs. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Tuesday. The index briefly rose above the all-time high it set a few weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 52 points, or 0.1% to its record. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.6%. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market following a report on retail sales for December that came in weaker than expected. That helped raise hopes that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates later this year to help support the economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
Shoppers unexpectedly paused their spending in December from November, closing out the holiday shopping season and the year on a lackluster tone. The report issued by the Commerce Department surprised economists who were looking for growth. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.